Hey guys, welcome back. It's your girl Onyinye. What are you guys up to? How are you guys doing? What do you do? Hey yo! What do you do? Hey yo! Oh my god! Hi Rand fam. Oh no, it's Rand crew, not Rand fam, right? Rand crew, you know. I have to also adjust to this name that I've given my squad. It's like hashtag Rant Crew, hashtag squad, hashtag Jesus and nothing, hashtag, I ran out of hashtags. Anyway, guys, it's good to have you back. It's episode 3 of Rant Over Christian Millennial. Yes, it's a platform where we talk and rant and vent about what it is to live this young Christian life, because it is real out here on the street. We talk about our victories, our wins, and, you know, just bands and stuff. Today, okay, so last week was was one of those episodes that was like low-key deep, like call me out upon deep. The oceans type of deep. deep. Real deep. But so this week we decided to like take it back a notch and just like, you know, laugh and chat. And I told you guys that on this podcast we're going to be having a lot of like collaborations and conversations with people, other like-minded people. So I have someone here with me that's very dear to me. She's going to be with us. And please don't get used to her. She's not going to be here a lot, so please don't get used to her. Because she's lovable. Yeah, so this is the first collab episode we're doing. And I'm like, what better person to have my first collab episode than...
Drum roll!
The best friend of eternity... Viola!
It's the OB!
It's the OB, yo!
Okay. That was so bad, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's almost like you've been trying to hold yourself and prevent yourself from laughing.
I've been trying. I really have been trying. But thank you for giving me audience in this beautiful platform. I really appreciate it.
How are you, girl?
Girl, you better believe
that
I'm as good as I can be.
In this role, like, is Rona trying to steal your edges? Is Rona trying to steal your
shine? Dude,
Rona
is trying to steal my shine, man. I'm not even gonna lie.
But you look good, girl.
I won't let it, girl.
I see your new brights, girl. I see you.
Ouch, it hurts. Okay, sorry. Yo, you just made those very scalp down.
Sorry. No, how's everything going with you?
Girl, everything's going well, you know, final 2 weeks in my bachelor's degree.
Let me backtrack, because we're acting like it's just me and her having a conversation. We're forgetting that other people are listening. But my best friend here, right here,
tell him.
She's wrapping up her degree in mechanical engineering.
Oh shit! We're talking
beauty and brains.
We're talking
beauty and snatch every single thing on that rack, sister. We're talking.
We thank the Lord.
We're talking long wife material here.
We thank the Lord. Don't let my head swim.
But yeah, my best friend is graduating with her bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering. And I'm so proud of you, girl. It's been such a long journey.
It has been a long journey. I can't believe that it's actually finally happening. Right? We thank God. It's been a struggle.
Sis, so let's just kind of like backtrack like how we met. Okay, so people can really understand like this chemistry that we have, because you're going to be on the show. You're going to be one of the people that are going to be on the show a lot. So we have two different views. Okay, well, we have the same views about how we met, right? But our stories are different, right? So first of all, we met at this history class, right? Thank God for Professor Patki, wherever it is. We got low grades on that class, but at least we kept fresh.
You gotta open my ash like that.
Anyways,
it was a history class.
It's
not my strongest suit. I get better grades on math and science.
No, this girl does. She builds an entire rover.
Okay.
She builds something for NASA. It's so not please, an entire like, rover. If she says she gets, just the fact that she got a low grade on history doesn't mean she is a brainy person. She's like,
thank the Lord.
I don't know. I'm just
you're my number one hype man.
I'm fangirling you at this point. Hashtag
fangirling you. I thought you were.
But anyways, so we met at this history class, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when
I met you before that. I met you with Jack.
With Jack. You know, Jack has to be on our story.
Yeah.
Jack
is a cardinal part.
Shout out to you wherever you are, Jack. You made this happen.
Yeah.
If you're going, you're definitely going to listen to this anyways. But we first started talking, it was like at that history class. And when I met this girl, I was like, shoot. This girl was fully made up. And I was mad. Because this is like, what, an 8 a.m. class. And this girl came to class fully made up. And I have insecurities when it comes to makeup. Because I don't know how to make up. And if I see any girl wearing makeup, I'm just like, eh, okay, so you can contour. And what happened? Leave it like that. See what they do. Who cares? You know?
Okay,
so I saw this girl fully made up. And I'm like, first of all, you don't know what you want to do. 8 a.m. class, you're wearing makeup to class. And I was so mad at her. I was like, these are one of the girls I don't want to hang out with. But what was your story when you first met me?
Well, mine was a little different. I definitely am one of those girls that do not care. Mm-hmm. I would walk down the hall with makeup one day and like walk down the hall with joggers the next day.
Right.
Because I just don't care. And mm-hmm. I like to believe that I do certain things like that for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But when I met this one, I was just fresh off the boat. And I promise you guys, Onyechi is the definition of the woman that my mother told me not to hang out with.
What?
She says her hair was red, but this girl has blonde hair. Okay,
we're finally come to this point.
No, it's my turn to talk. Okay. It's my turn to talk. Thank you very much.
Okay.
This girl had platinum blonde hair. She had cut her hair because she thinks she's too cool for school. And my girl was wearing a winter jacket. Was it fur or like one of those thick, obnoxious winter jacket in the middle
First of all,
Texas heat.
First of all, it was cold.
Okay.
It was cold. It was just resumed for spring. It was cold.
You've just exposed your own self. It was spring in Texas.
No, if but any of you it guys, was January. It wasn't...
You guys, please. In the comments, I don't know if there are comments in this thing. But in the comments, please, if you know anything about Texas winter, please post it here. And tell me if we need to be wearing fur jackets out here in Texas.
You know how it be? You know sometimes it be like really, really cold. And sometimes it would be like, you know how Houston weather is? You have to like layer up. And that day I was layered up. And honestly, girl, it was the first day of school. I was just trying to look cute.
That's my point. You just made my point for me. Put it here. You're a smart girl. Oh yeah, well, I'm back. Your head is correct. That's my point.
My girl was just trying to look cute.
It wasn't that cold, okay? It was not that cold.
Whatever. Let's go back to this whole talk about hair. Girl, I'm telling you that my hair was red. I have receipts to tell that my hair was red. I will pull up a picture. In fact, you know what? Jacques is going to be the deal breaker.
No,
Jack is the one that, because Jack knew me back then. So Jack knew the color. In fact, he saw that color and he was like, wow.
Well, maybe.
And yeah, but you keep saying it was blonde.
This is like the dress is blue and the dress is gold situation.
Yeah.
Maybe you colored it red and it was turning gold. Because when I saw it, it was definitely blonde.
This is going to be one of the things that we're going to be talking for the next 50 years. Like, I'm talking about gather around the fireplace with our own kids. And we're still going to be talking about how I thought my hair was red this? And your
we well, agree to disagree. Cool. Okay. We agree. You say your hair was red.
My eyes. I have receipts to show.
My eyes are blonde. And even if you pull up that receipt from the throne room of
your
heaven,
eyes is this your blonde?
My eyes are still seeing blonde. So let's just agree to disagree.
Okay, you know what? We will agree thank to you. Disagree. How about that?
Thank you very much. You're very kind.
Right. Anyways, best friend. There's a reason why I called you into this show, because the matter that I want to discuss about it, I decided that it's not a matter that only me can handle. Today, best friend, what are we going to be talking about?
We're talking about an issue that is strong in my heart.
Very strong in our hearts.
It's not strong in my heart. It's strong in my heart.
It's strong in
it's
your
making heart. My heart to do things that I should not be doing. Ooh. And this is the topic. The topic is brothers. Cover your chest!
Brothers, button up your shirts.
Button your shirts! I beg you, in Jesus' name.
Sister, introduce why this issue is such a deep issue for us in our heart and in our soul.
Well, for many reasons. Mm-hmm. Primarily, okay, first of all, there's such a double standard in society today that certain things that guys get away with, girls cannot do and get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to highlight it because I feel like guys don't understand that, like, you guys too can be quote unquote strange or quote unquote a temptress, so to speak.
Tempter.
a tempto, because the tres is the girl.
Tres is the girl. Is the boy. The boy.
Okay, mm-hmm. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. You guys can also be tempted. And the reason why this is very important is because nobody ever says it. Mm-mm. You'll never go anywhere and they'll be like, oh, why are the guys dressed this way? But if the girls wear tight dresses, like, you better believe, like, the aunties and the uncles are going to come for you in your skirt.
Church people.
They're going to come for you in your skirt. Oh. Meanwhile, a gentleman can walk into the church with equally tight pants and nobody's going to say anything.
No one's going to say
it's
nothing.
In fashion. Apparently it's in fashion. I can't even wear a pair of jeans without getting talked to.
Sister!
Meanwhile, people out here, I can't open my topmost button without getting talked to. Meanwhile, boys out here with their entire chest out. You know, like...
Guys, don't get us wrong. Like, we are not, like, promoting... Like, what's the word? Immodesty? Or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. Our own thing is that, it's like... We... are doing our best to hold ourselves right. We're doing our best to keep ourselves accountable. But some of those brothers out here, they're not helping us.
They're not helping us at all.
Let us kick off with the Bible scripture, because everything is based on the scripture, right? Mm-hmm. So, what scripture do you have for us today? What scripture?
A few scriptures. A few of them.
We just have to give them just one.
Just one. Just one. Proverbs. Let's do this. Oh, this one scripture. Proverbs, mm-hmm. chapter 6 and verse 7. That scripture that basically talks about, oh, can a man hold fire in his bosom and not burn?
Like, this was a wise man indeed.
No, but like, can a man hold fire in his bosom and not burn?
Yeah.
I understand the scripture basically, because every time everybody talks about, oh yeah, can a man hold fire in his bosom and not burn? So brothers, you need to stay away from the woman, because if you come close to the woman and you're like within close mm-hmm. quarters, like, you can easily do something that you're not supposed to do. Mm-hmm. But I want you guys to know that I'm also a man. A whoop mat. I'm also a woman, you
yeah,
know?
It's and like, I have whatever you think you feel whenever you see... Okay, so here's the thing, right? It's like, we church people, when we see ladies... And I'm not, like I said before, we're not encouraging, like, ladies dressing like, immodestly or anything. But, you know, it's like, when we see ladies, like, wear things that... And we ladies, we've also, like, we've... internalized it, right? Like, you know me, before mm-hmm. I go outside, like, when we're going out, I'm like, B, is it too tight? Is it too short? Is it revealing all this? It's because I'm doing all those things with the consciousness that, look, I don't want to be out here trying to, like, unintentionally tempt any guy, you know? I don't want to make any guy mm-hmm. see me with my lowest and start thinking different. I don't mm-hmm. want to, like, put myself, I don't want to cause, the Bible also talks about how, like, want you if you cause somebody to like
fall.
Yeah. I don't want to cause any guy to fall, because I know it's really hard out here on the streets. I know it's really tough, you know. But it's like, I feel like we ladies have this consciousness, but guys do not have that consciousness. And it's very funny because it's almost like, oh, they feel like it's really not a big deal.
Yeah.
They forget that whatever burning passions they have inside of them.
We also have some.
We have it.
By God's grace, my organs are working and functioning.
Your organs are working.
They're functioning perfectly.
Yes,
you know,
like,
what I'm saying?
Yeah. We have the same burning passion. And the reason why we're like, you know what? Guys, like, we just want you to also, like, put these things into consideration.
Yeah.
Like, the way we consider... taking ourselves in the mirror, looking, and I know some girls don't really care about that, mm-hmm. you know, and every man to his own, but I care about it. Like I said, I'm not out here trying to like intentionally like lure anybody into sin. So it's like, the way I consciously do this, I want other people, like especially guys, to also be conscious of it, because like I said, we have like passions, we have burns, especially like some of us are out here trying to like keep ourselves as God's holy temple, like on this celibacy journey, like please, like can you like make things easier for us? Thank you, you know. And look, I'm gonna give you an example. Yeah, a few months ago, right? I went out with this dude,
Uncle Dude.
Yeah,
call him Uncle Dude.
Uncle Dude. Let's just call him Uncle Dude, right? And like he was a cool guy. Yeah, it was cool. It was nice.
Very good looking guy.
It was a cool nice outing, right? So I came in, you know, I was like, you know what, I came in with my nice dress and all that, you know, everything covered up, you know, trying to look like my best and everything. And then I walked into this place. Sis, this guy had his shirt three buttons down.
This is a war.
And let me tell you something. It wasn't that kind of like person that the person is like, it was a, you know, it's a, you know, nice looking.
No, I don't know. It was a nice looking.
It was a nice looking person.
Very fine looking.
So I'm like,
person.
I came and I was like, oh, is this what we're doing now?
Dude.
And this dude, straight up, he was like, he wanted to hug me. And everyone was like,
don't
bro,
hug me, bro.
Let's go for the side hug.
Thank you very much.
First of all, let's go for the side hug. And, like, and I was like, throughout the entire meal, I maintained a face level contact with him. I was like, I will not look below your face because your chest is open right now. And I am trying my hard to, like, hold still here. Dude, like, you did me wrong. You no, played me wrong.
It's very
I only came here to eat kimchi. Korean food. And you messed me up by coming here. And you know the worst thing? Like, they'll fly it open and they'll make it seem like, oh, it's not a big deal. And then they'll wear, like, a chain.
Oh, yeah, yeah. To draw attention there.
All the way down, like, bruh. For real, bruh. Okay. Really.
I think it's very good that you're highlighting this. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times, like, a lot of guys, what you guys don't know is that these are things that girls think about, mm-hmm. but they don't say. Because we're in a community that does not allow girls to talk about this type of things. Mm-hmm. Right? A guy can come and talk about how a girl's, like open button chest, mm-hmm. or, like, her cleavage with a pendant hanging down her cleavage is
drawing attention.
It's causing unnecessary havoc. But a girl cannot open her mouth and say that, oh, like, why wouldn't you button your shirt up, because mm-hmm. it's upsetting me. Because when you say that, you almost seem like an overly sexual person,
yeah,
or an overly, like, corrupt mind, mm-hmm. you know. But the truth is, these things are real, and the girls that you guys are standing in front of with your chest open, they might think it but never say it. But thank God,
yeah, thank God we have this platform.
We can rant,
yes, because, like, for real, you've really, really said it all. And recently I've been very, very vocal. I realized that I would rather, like, speak about it than die in secret.
Yeah.
You see, you've been around my house. You see my brother. You know I live with my brothers, right? One time I legit went, woke up to my younger brother. I'm like, don't wear your shirt. Go and wear a shirt. Like,
are you liking
shirt?
You can't, I'll buy you,
like,
one.
I will buy you a shirt. Like, what do you need? Like, you can't keep doing this. Like, wear, cover yourself up. Because, like, the way you guys can come, like, we feel these things too. The fact that we don't express it doesn't mean that we do not feel mm-hmm. those things, you know? So, yeah, you just said it so well.
I never
well
really thought about that. Like, yeah. You just highlighted something to me that's very, very real. Mm-hmm. Like, in this house, mm-hmm. In the house that you live in, right? Mm-hmm. I know that it's pretty much tradition for the guys in the house to walk around shirtless.
Yeah.
I wonder how that would be if we flipped the roles.
You know what?
If the girls start walking around with bras, like, and I know the guys walk around with boxers sometimes. What if the girls start walking around with bras and panties? Moment of silence.
Moment of silence.
Yeah, nah, they'll kill her. they'll definitely kill
yeah,
her.
So I think it also, like, it's like, you know what? Culture affects the church, and the church affects culture. Mm-hmm. So I think some part of it is also like a cultural thing. Like, mm-hmm. you started off by saying, like, double standard. So
yeah.
I think this thing is something that has also, like, culture has infiltrated. You know, mm-hmm. there's always been that double standard. And guys, like, this is not, don't, some of you guys will listen to that, and you're probably calling, oh, feminist. This is not a feminist thing. This is just, like, yeah. simple. Let us all respect ourselves, you know. Respect yeah. me and I'll respect you, you know.
Yeah. And if you notice, like, even over the course of this podcast, we as women have felt the need to apologize so many times, to throw out disclaimers so many times.
It's so crazy that you have to mention that.
No, I just had to highlight mm-hmm. that, because it's like there's such a pressure to not say anything, mm-hmm. you know. Don't say it.
To be proper.
Don't mm-hmm. don't mention that these are the things that you're feeling, and it shouldn't be yeah. so. Like, I honestly think that women and I say women, and some of you on this line, I feel like seeing now, I feel like I have to throw a disclaimer, because some of you are out here like, why do they keep saying women, these people are this and that, like, it's not like that. But, like, I feel like women have to feel a lot of things that we don't say.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever our mouth is full, we keep getting told to not talk while mm-hmm. our mouth is full. Mm-hmm. Or I read a poem one day, and there's a line in the poem that I read that every time at dinner table, my dad would tell my mom not to talk because her mouth is full, and that's how women learn to walk around and not say anything.
Mm-hmm.
But it should be the other way around. When your mouth is full, you should be able to open your mouth and say what you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's something that women don't necessarily enjoy as much in this community.
Mm-hmm.
And saying things like, oh, like, guys, you guys are, like, also tempting the women and da 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 da. Maybe people will not accept. Maybe people will not even, like, agree that this is a real thing,
mm-hmm.
just because we're so used to, like, suppressing these feelings. But yeah. it really is. And my hope is that, like, a guy a real guy would listen to this podcast and understand the way a girl's mind works or the way a woman's mind works.
Basically, people think that men and women have different ways of thinking about these things, but our minds work the same way.
Relatively,
like,
yeah.
The same way you see a girl walk by and you're like, dang, this girl has a nice body. The same way, like, when a guy passes, I'm like, dang.
Okay, I have a question. What are some of the things that people wouldn't expect? What are some of the things as a woman that when you see a guy walk into a room, you think that people would not expect you to think as a woman?
If that guy is wearing like a first of all, let us talk about the things that you wear that make us go
hashtag slim fit.
These are slim fit shirts. Oh my god, especially all these gym rat boys, you know that the shirt that you're buying is two times less your size.
two times less
your size.
Head.
If you're a large, you go and buy medium. Why?
It's a swagger.
And then you wear this medium shirt and you're a gym rat. You already know you're a gym rat. To everybody, we already know you're hashtag fit fam. We already know your hashtag gains, bro. We already know all those things. Like, come on, it's not enough. You can't buy a shirt that is two times less your size. You now wear this shirt. You now be ripping. This shirt will be looking
like you want to tear your skin like Superman. It's like, let me be free.
Do you know the worst part? This hashtag gains, bro, guys. This hashtag fit fanboys, they're the ones that when they hug you, they will not be pressing you up to
don't
their
press
chest.
Me.
Like,
that's,
no.
That's the next episode. Don't press me.
Like, they're the ones that when they hug you, they want to, like, keep the hug for, like,
deeper
1 minute.
Deeper life hug. Deeper life hug. That's what you get in this,
bro. Can we do, like, a side hug, bro? It's like, can we do, like,
fact,
a side
hug? In fact, it's runner season.
It's runner season.
Forget the hug.
Runner season just go on forever. Like, bro. Thank you. Like, they'll get dressed in this tight fitting shirt and they know the effect they have and then they want to, like, hold you for too long. They'll even, like, try to press their chest. Like, no, bro.
No,
like,
don't touch
I get
me,
the idea. I get the point. You're beautiful, you fit, you're fine, but it's okay. Leave me alone.
You're the one that confuses me the most. When girls always used to wear leggings, they always used to be like, how can girls be walking around with leggings? It's seductive. It's da-da-da. Do you know they are boy tights? And this fit fam, they will wear it. They will wear them leggings.
Bro, I'm gone.
And be walking out around. No, I'm serious. They're guy tights.
Yes.
And they will wear it around. And they're walking around. And nobody says anything to them. Bro. When girls do squats, it's like you guys are just trying to seduce the girl, seduce the boy and Christian. Now boys are doing squats and it's cool. It's like a guy too must
they
have
do the squats day. And then they will like, not, and what the kind of things they will wear after they do their squats.
Stop like. It. Stop it. It's not like, good. This thing is not good.
It's not fair. This thing that you put, what else, Biola? What else?
It is.
Can you think of anything
like, wife
else?
Beaters. Why are you wearing wife beaters?
Those singlets.
Those things should be banned. First of all, you should never wear a singlet without a shirt. And you
it's
should
not
never
even
wear
proper.
And you should never wear a shirt without a singlet.
Yeah.
It goes both ways.
Yeah.
You want to open your chest? Open your chest to the fifth button, but please have a singlet.
Have a singlet inside. Like
the fact that we're calling it singlet, I am dying.
What is it called?
I think they're called wife beaters, but I don't know. Do you guys know what is it called, what guys?
Maybe put it in the comments. What we're saying. There should be an appropriate code of conduct of dressing. Mm-hmm. Like, don't walk around with just, like, an inner singlet or wear a shirt on top, right? And then when you're wearing a shirt, wear something inside to cover your chest. It's like, and then when you're wearing your pants, you know, guys, you guys know that some of the pants that you guys be wearing out here on the streets, you guys know that they
it's
are
not
tight
your size.
Now.
It's not your size.
You know they are too tight. Okay, so sis, so we've talked about, like, we know that you guys know the things, those pants, they're too tight, they're too skinny, like, take it easy, like, you guys know the things, all right? Okay, so sis, we have ranted, do you have anything else that you want to vent around about this?
My own shy is that you should cover your chest, that's my own, that's all I have to say. I mean, not like I'm threatening you or anything, but if you guys don't cover your chest, okay, I am threatening you. I'll move on. But like, you guys, I don't know. I think that it's very easy. Like, whatever you wouldn't expect to see on a girl, try to not do it. Mm-hmm. You know, don't. If you don't want to see cleavage, is like spilling out
maybe
in church.
Maybe they do.
Mm-hmm. But even if you do, like, you know how that kind of thing makes you feel,
and you know that you. It's almost like it's also like treating each other.
With mutual respect.
The Bible says that your body is the temple of the living God. And because I know that my body is God's temple and that God dwells in it, there's certain things I wouldn't want to do or wear, you know, to attract someone else to, like...
In a wrong way.
And so...
And if, as we're saying this thing, your body's getting triggered, like... then you need to check yourself.
Yeah, it's like, check yourself.
Because... Okay, all right, let me just calm down. But, like, I don't think this type of talk, this line of talking should even make anybody feel like, oh, these girls are extra, or, oh, these girls are overly sexual, or, oh, these girls are blah, blah, blah. I think that, I think if anything, I think this is an opportunity for you to finally see, you know how you talk about how you don't understand women? Well, you understand women on this platform.
This is something, yeah, Christian, you understand your Christian sister. You understand all the Christian girls. This is almost like a note from all Christian girls, basically. From all church girls.
All real church girls.
All real church girls. This is what, these are one of the things that we ponder about, and we're just giving you as a gift. You're welcome. Please put a check on yourself. Please, you know, look at yourself in the mirror and be like, if I walk up to that nice sister that is over there on the choir stand singing her heart and pouring out her heart to God and loving the Lord, or this nice sister,
my peace.
Yeah, this nice sister that is like welcoming with a smile, if she sees me, if she sees what I'm wearing right now, what kind of effect would it have on her?
And you know,
and you know,
because as you're leaving the house, you're looking at yourself,
and you feel like, ah, bad man, ah, bad man, and
think, slay them.
You know,
you know,
you know, slay king, you know, and we know, you know. So, Sela, let us think about that and let us ponder about that for a minute until we come your way again. Best friend, it was such a pleasure having you on here.
Pleasure is mine.
Honestly, it started feeling like we're one of all those our usual rants. Like when we just start talking and talking and we forget. And honestly, this is one of those things where I would even want us to like talk on and on about. And I know it's going to like start a conversation. So guys, it was good to have Biola here. Don't worry. It's called an OB exclusive.
I think it was OB Squad.
Okay,
I want to be the OB Squad.
Okay, you'll be OB Squad. Okay, all right. So this is we're going to be having a lot of like OB Squad collaborations, and I know you guys will love us. So, thank you guys for joining us on this episode. This has been our rant. I'll see you next time. It's been real. It's been so wonderful to have my best friend here to kick off this collabo section. And we're going to have more of this. If you enjoyed this, subscribe, leave a thumbs up, whatever you do. This podcast is on all platforms. It's on Google, it's on Spotify, it's on some other platforms that I never knew existed. So I got you all covered, okay? I got you. All right, I got you. Do you have any last words for my people?
Thank you guys for listening to me rant, literally, because that's what that was, a rant. It was not a coordinated...
It was spontaneous.
To have people actually listen to you rant is a blessing, so yes, thank you. Now thank I would go back to proper behavior now.
Yes, please go back
act
to proper.
Right.
Can you what
fix
is
myself
put do the head, do the straight sign of the cross.
Yeah, you did the head straight, shoulders back.
Back to normal behavior.
Prime and proper.
All right guys, thank you all for joining in. Take care and stay blessed. Bye.
Bye.